In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, in the Ten Commandments, it says, Thou shalt not bear false witness, except when it might offend someone or hurt their feelings, right? That's what it says. No, of course not. It says, Thou shalt not bear false witness. No exceptions. Though there are sometimes people forget there's always a third option. You can either tell the truth, or you can lie, or you can keep it zipped. You can not say anything. And oftentimes, the third option is the very best of them. St. Peter should have remembered this, because that's why he lied. He said, of course Jesus pays the temple tax, because every Jew in the entire Roman world was required to pay a tax to support the temple in Jerusalem, whether they lived in Judea, whether they lived in Cyrene or Tarsus or even Rome. Throughout the entire world, they were empowered to collect the temple tax. And what those who were collecting the temple tax were doing was they were, again, trying to catch Jesus up on something, see if he's a real Jew or not, whether he pays the temple tax or not. And this would have been a perfect time for Jesus to say, to reveal himself in a true degree, not as he did upon the cross, but to show that he is the Messiah, because he didn't have to pay the temple tax. Why? Because he is the Son of God. Because it is his house. How many of you have to pay rent to live in your own house? You don't have to. Jesus did not have to pay the temple tax. And had Peter said, no, my master does not pay the temple tax, they could have said, why doesn't he pay the temple tax? And then Peter could have said, because he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And those who collected the tax would have been free to believe or not to believe, but they would have had the gospel proclaimed to them. But Peter didn't do that. He took the path of no confrontation. He took the path of getting along with the world. It's always the wrong path. Always tell the truth. Always do the right thing. And so, when he comes before our Lord says, what is your opinion, Simon? Doesn't even call him Peter at this point. He calls him Simon. From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners? From foreigners. Then the subjects are exempt. And then he jabs Peter just a little bit. But that we might not offend them, which was, of course, Peter's motive for not telling the truth. Go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take out the first fish that comes up. And we have this very minor miracle, but a miracle nonetheless. But much less of a miracle than it would have been had Peter proclaimed Jesus' identity to those who collected the temple tax. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.